Let's go then, shall we? All right, let's bring in Mr. Max Beasley, actor extraordinaire, musician,
morning.
Part-time
morning,
TV Dave. Presenter, full-time top bloke.
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, well, Max
lovely,
Beasley.
Lovely
hey, kid, hey, smashing me up. What's wrong with you? Hey, what am I, Mirage or what? What's wrong with you? Hey, get on. What are you doing?
Fantastic build-up, extremely lovely, very gracious.
Yeah, whatever. Don't be like that, kid, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Valid with you, do you know what I'm saying? That's it.
I'm not
that's
allowed to talk about battering you, so.
No, well, that's
let's
right, yeah.
Talk about loving
it's
each
love,
other.
It's love up. We'll have a love up, you and me, mate. How about it? You and me. Hey, come on. You and me, Giggsy. We'll have a love up. Get Rooney out. Yeah, lovely.
Rooney.
Is that in the pre-interview brief that you're not allowed to talk about battering him?
Just got told.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Matt and Gary.
Chris's request.
I'd love it's not part of the rules. No. I just added it. And can you not threaten Chris? That would be great. Yeah. All right, have a lovely interview.
Guidelines on it. Thank you.
Yeah.
How are you, Max Beasley?
I'm all right, mate. You look fantastic.
Hey, stop it.
Dropped a lot of weight, haven't you?
I've done a bit, yeah.
Yeah, well done.
And you look very buff.
Well, I'm fit.
Have you touched his boobs?
No,
Feel them.
Blimey.
Hold on, feel the lat.
They're like fake ones.
Get hold of the lat.
Oh. You can even see your lats through your jumper.
Oh, hi, girls. And I've been away for a week and was on a staple diet of about 120 pints over the week. So
I've done
quite well.
So when was the last time you were training?
This morning.
What time?
5:30.
Give over.
No.
Turn it in.
Spin bike? Yeah.
What's that? You're nutter.
It's like a bike that stays on the ground and you just spin
an exercise
on
bike?
Yeah.
It's slightly different. It's harder than an exercise bike.
Yeah. It's excellent, though, to lose the body fat, you know.
Yeah. I might buy one.
Yeah.
I might buy three.
You've already got a few things that you just hang clothes on in your gym.
I've got like some stepper thing, but I've never used it. I don't know. My head can't work it out.
You look very different than since. Well, you've obviously climbed a mountain.
Well, there was that, and then I just kept the train up. I'm just, you know, fitness is my life now. Here, pass another chocolate, will you? You know, you're an inspiration to me, Max.
Thank you, brother. I was going to train you, wasn't I? But it never happened.
Well, I'm getting, you know. Yeah, but you keep. If you stop for a few months, then maybe I'll train with you, but...
What's this music? Star Wars? Or what?
Max Beasley is a man on the edge.
Hey, kid, stop it. What are you on about?
Don't mess with the Beasley. Don't mess with the Max.
So we just played a little clip from your show where you fought in that bottle bank. Adia! That must be weird when you get. You must get a script for an episode, and you go right. Let's have a look. And I don't, you know, and not an ego thing, but you must go right. Let's have a look at my lines for this one. Anya.
Oh dear!
Come on, let's go.
Oh dear, dear.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Oh, that's learnt.
Brilliant.
But it's not about that.
No, but when there's a lot of action, there's a lot of physical stuff. Like that first episode the other week.
Yeah.
There was a lot of.
There's a lot more as well.
There were less lines, but it was more physical.
It's all in the eyes.
So you must go, right.
All in the eyes, Chris.
That's learnt. Super.
It's all here, mate.
Where?
Right in the eyes.
Yeah.
Say it all here. You don't need dialogue.
Is it the same? You need your contacts in?
No, you don't need dialogue, baby. Get a camera in here, boom, and that tells the story.
Wow.
That's deep.
Tom Bell told me, I did a job with Tom Bell years ago, God bless him, and he said to me, forget about these lines, kid, just get the camera up here. And he was absolutely right. Fantastic actor.
I upset Max a few years ago in the booze having a drink, and I went, I quite fancy a bit of acting, you know, I might have a little go. And Max is off, oh yeah, kid, oh yeah, yeah, just like that, yeah, you just think you can fall into it, yeah, just walk into it, a bit of acting, yeah, yeah, no training, hey, no practice, just think you can do it, can you? And I'm like, well... You know,
you said, don't you just do it? And I said, well, why don't you put on your coattails, go to the Royal Albert Hall and just go and play Rachmaninoff's The Piano Concerto?
So I'm not talking about playing piano. I'm talking about acting. I'm not talking about something difficult like playing the piano. I'm talking about something easy like acting.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He just took it really seriously. He goes, how come you think it's so easy? I went, well, look, like, every day I walk around and I talk to people and I make it up.
Mm.
You just ad-lib. Everyone does it. Every single person on the planet. But when you're acting, they tell you what to say. They tell you where to walk. And they tell you what to do.
I said it's a doddle. But you got to make it look as though it's completely natural.
Easy. Ready, watch this. Watch.
Go on.
Anya! Anya!
Yeah, but he wasn't—he wasn't trying to dig her out of a CD library.
Yeah,
was
but
he?
I don't have rubble in the studio, do I?
Yeah, I wasn't doing paradiddles on that mistake, kid. I mean, we had a full day in the rubble there. It was awful.
A full day in the rubble. Yeah, but hang on a second. Hang on.
Yeah.
If you were, really, if you're trying to tell everyone and me, and I know you do, that you love acting and yeah. and it's an art form for you.
It is.
However. Last time we saw you, you showed me and Dave a bit of footage of you filming Survivors, which is just you running around with a gun shooting up in the air, and you loved it like a little boy.
Brilliant. Episode 5.
Reloading. And you like that? Reloading, kid. Look at that. Look at me reloading. Boom, boom, boom. Look at that.
Oh, we all like to play with machine guns.
It must be great, though. Because, like, on Survivors...
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot of different parts, but on Survivors, you're very moody, you're very dark, right? And there's guns involved and whatnot. You must be loving it.
Love it. Absolutely sensational. Well, I mean, you go to work and you're playing a lunatic, sociopathic, psychotic.
It's easy for you.
Bit of a stretch. running around doing all that. But no, it's more complex than that, of course. His relationship with Anya is very complex, played by Zoe Tapper.
Anya! Anya! What CD are you after, love? Enya!
Does sound a little bit...
It's not Enya, it's Anya.
It's Anya, you freak.
Not her out of...
Orinoco Flow.
Not her out of Clannad.
Right, that's what... I'm looking for the Enya CD. Survive. Is this season... do you say season or series?
I say season, because I try and make it as though like I work in America.
Yeah, no, I like it. Is it two or three?
It's season two.
Right, well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And then Rachel was going, no, it's season three. And I'm going, it's second not, series. It's not and second series.
You're absolutely right. It was off last week because of the FA Cup.
Right.
But back on tonight for another 5 weeks now.
That was a double bubble for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we're okay. We're okay. We're going to turn City over on Wednesday.
Right.
I think we'll probably win the league. And that'll be fantastic.
Brilliant. How was that Leeds game? Did you watch the Leeds game?
I watched the Leeds game. It's fantastic for Leeds, obviously, because I've got a lot of mates that are Leeds fans. I love Leeds, obviously, but your last cup was 91, I believe, and so it was nice for you to have a little win.
Oh, well, yeah, it was. Yeah, but we'll take it. We'll take that. So, you know, that's the thing. Like, when we drew with Spurs the other day, that's it.
I must say.
It's like winning.
I was in a bar in Courchevel watching that game, and I was right behind the Leeds team. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
He had some balls taking that pen the way he did.
Who? Our boy?
Beckford.
What? When he would say the way he did? What, looking a bit petrified and
well,
nervous?
Well, he looked petrified and I thought he was going to mess it up and then suddenly, bang, top corner.
Like Tevez's penalty.
Well, look, don't worry about the football, you know.
Max Beasley, a man on a mission. Action hero. Chef.
Dancing a nice audience member. That's not going on the CV, is it?
Hey, come on, supporting Tarnish, doing very well.
Well, yeah, saw that. You and Gordon Ramsay sitting together all cozy, pally.
Who, by the way, when we were talking about you, thinks you're lovely.
Oh, Gordon.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because, weirdly, the last person to sit in that chair and say that he wanted to batter him was Gordon Ramsay.
It's the same thing.
It's
love.
True.
It's this...
And he was... Yeah.
It's an anger. It's a biting, an anger that comes from love, really. A deep-down male love.
Yeah, but you know what Gordon's like. You can just get on him straight away. And
very strong, though. Sixth form, very strong.
Again, he's in good shape. Everyone's getting in shape at the moment.
Yeah, he's lean. Very lean.
So have you cooked for him yet? I know you did something, because you're a fan of Gordon's, because I know you're into your food and you're into your cooking.
I met
Max bought me a Gordon Ramsay cookbook years ago, which I've got, by the way, now in the kitchen with my cookbooks.
Oh, you haven't got a cookbook, have you?
No, not that I've written your pillar, because the ones that I've got, because I cook now.
Yeah.
So when Max met me years ago, I used to go to the pub, I used to go to sleep, and I used to go to work, and that was pretty much on a cycle.
In those days, the concept of you cooking anything were alien, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I wanted to get you into it. I gave you his book.
And then you cut with Gordon on the telly?
Cut with him twice. Once was transmittable, the other one wasn't.
Really? I want to hear about that off the air. So have you cooked from, like, in real life, like, since? Have you done that yet?
Well, he was meant to come round to our house in LA for a Sunday roast, and he phoned me up.
Have you got a house in LA?
Well, I was renting one.
Yeah, sure.
And phoned me up the next day saying, big boy, yeah, I've got a lot of meetings, can't be there. And I went, okay. And then I heard from a couple of pals he was out on the sauce the night before.
So
obviously, the prepped dinner that took me 7 days, it was... went for a goner. But no, I am going to be cooking for him in a couple of weeks.
What are you going to do? What are you going to cook for him?
Something very, very simple.
Yeah.
Because it must be a nightmare for him. Everyone expecting him, wanting to impress him with food and that. But
egg and chips.
Egg and chips.
Chicken Kiev and chips and beans.
Oh,
I think
nice.
both. I think Tana might possibly be, he'd be a better cook, better chef.
Ooh,
really?
Controversial, Mr. Beasley.
Very, very good. She's very good, apparently. She's got loads of books. Gordon's got about 40,000 books out, obviously, at the moment.
Yeah.
Of which I've bought all of them, so he's into me for a couple of grand. But there you go.
What's the last thing you cooked at home, Max?
Last thing I cooked at home, last night, pan-fried salmon with rocket salad and brown rice.
Very nice. Very healthy. Low fat, great taste.
Do you know what I had for breakfast this morning?
Go on.
I had cranberry concentrate with flaxseed oil. No, flaxseed, hot water and lemon, porridge, and a protein shake.
How are we even friends? How did we even bond?
That's what you had for breakfast, isn't it?
No, I had poached egg on toast and a mug of tea.
I'm trying to influence you.
Yeah, but that sounds boring.
It is boring.
I can't do it.
I've never even heard of flaxseed.
Well, no, but when you do them, everything drops out. It's all works a treat.
Oh, really?
That's why Andy Peters is woofing down pineapple every morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fat burning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fat burning.
But
no, pineapple's got good enzymes in it that breaks the fat down. That's
well,
the
I don't know. I don't understand. I saw
it's better than choc, isn't it? You know.
No, a nice bit of chocolate in the morning. Lovely. Imagine that. Imagine that. What's he... If I was an actor, wouldn't that be great for you? You've got to put on loads of weight. You've got to play a fat guy. Oh, I'd train you.
Oh, I'd just come round to yours for 2 months.
You'd be getting up in the morning at 8 o'clock, I'd be like that. What are you doing? Get back to bed. I don't want to see you out there till midday. And when you get up, I've got a lovely glass of Coca-Cola, a Big Mac and a big bar of Cabra's Dairy Milk for you.
Great.
We'll get on it.
Great.
Xbox till 6 and then we're off to the pub. Then it's kebab, back, a bit more Xbox. Lovely, beautiful.
Couple of shikas.
Oh, hey, what? I've no idea what that is.
Couple of beers.
Oh, sure. Thank goodness for that. I was about to say, I don't do that kind of thing anymore. Cost me a fortune.
Such your
I'm sure they're ripping me off.
Touch your toes and it goes. Boom. Right.
Oh, Maxie Beasley. So everyone should watch tonight. You can start watching tonight. If you didn't see the first series, you can. And if you didn't see the other first episode, you'll quickly catch up. Do they do a recap at the beginning of the top episode? They must do.
There's a recap, but it's very easy to watch. Simple. And it is brilliant drama. I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. It is very good.
So a deadly virus wipes out most of the world's population. A few people... survive. Max is one of them. He's a nutter. He breaks out of some kind of psycho jail thing.
No, it's a prison, Christopher.
Yeah, but you're not right in the head, though, are you?
It's sociopathic psychotic.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Not right in the head.
And then there's a woman that they've kidnapped. You'll see it all at the start tonight, but watch it. It's a good little show, and Max is all mean and moody in it.
And it's got Julie Graham in it, who used to be in those adverts for the Peugeots, you know, the Thelma and Louise ones where they went off the cliff.
Julie is one of the reasons I think the show's so successful. She's very, very, very believable.
Which one is she?
The lead actress.
Is that the one who got locked up?
Abby. The one who gets taken to...
Okay, got you.
Yeah. She's excellent. And, I mean, everybody's great in it.
I hope it moves along this week. Not a lot happened last week. Obviously, it wasn't.
Thanks,
it was my new game.
It's great to be here.
I enjoyed it, but I want it to... Lovely. You know, I need it to... You know, move along.
Yeah, I'm looking for... What have you written any scripts recently that you've got put in out?
Well, I'm just...
BBC, won the slot.
Look.
5 million viewers.
I pay my licence fee. I pay your wages. Don't give me that.
18.5%, won the slot. Beat Pierce's stuff.
I enjoyed the show. Don't get me wrong. Don't start getting defensive. Look at you. You're like a child. Don't make me come round there and sort you out.
Listen, kid.
Right, last week, here's what happened. First one in the new series, they show you what happened at the end of the last series. Someone gets shot. Oh, no, what are we going to do? Here, quick, let's drag him in here. She gets kidnapped. They drag the fellow into the room. What are we going to do? We need to operate on him. We need to go to the hospital to get some stuff. They go to the hospital. Hospital collapses. He goes, Anya! Tries to get her out. He gets her out. They go back to the fella. He's moved. They have a row. End of the show. That's it.
How could it move along any quicker than that?
But that was it.
That's a great show, kid.
You know, I want to see you with guns and fire. I want
to
do
it. That all comes. It's like making love. You don't hit it hard first time. You got to preempt stuff.
Well, hopefully not with guns. I mean, you know, So, ah, helicopters. Max, really, you organised all this for me? Yeah, I like to make an effort, love. That kind of thing. Anyway, tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One. Get it on the telly. Max is mean and moody, and it's mean and moody. You watch it as a smile. Right, tedious thing then, Dave.
Dave's tedious thing.
Hey, Dave. It's Dave Grohl. That tedious link you did was rubbish, so you suck.
Dave, it's Max Beasley.
He trains in my gym in LA.
Who, Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
Does he?
Comes in glasses.
He's a nice man.
Has he got tattoos and wears a bandana?
Yeah. A very nice man.
He wears a bandana.
Oh, yeah. And sunglasses while he trains.
Put him
bit,
up on that.
Bit weird.
Yeah, put him up on that.
Dave's tedious link.
Go and say hello. He's a lovely fella. Next time you see him.
Yeah, say that you're friends of ours.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're big buddies with him.
Yeah.
Massive. All right. Max Beasley is here. Here's a clip of Survivors. And there's more like that tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC One.
Come on, kid.
In a world of danger, one man survives. An angry man. A mank man. A man fueled by rage. Cooking. And like football and that. You know what I'm saying, kid?
I love the music.
Yes. This week at PC World.
You got any voiceovers going on today? You must have booked yourself in today.
Now this is where my name comes up on the credits, just there with a
face. Oh, give over, you bigot!
Yeah, then the roundabout, boom, lovely. It's very Bourne Identity this second season. 3, 4, 5, and 6 have just take off like you wouldn't believe.
Well, good. What, so 2, not so much?
No, 2's excellent.
Hey, next week, kid, it's a cracker. What about tonight?
It's all right. Yeah. No, tonight's excellent.
Bounces along. A bit slow. So we asked Max, the king of voiceovers, if he would be interested in doing some adverts for our audience, for our listeners. So we got people to text in and give a little bit about themselves, and Max is going to do an advert for them. What do you want to go for?
I've only just got this, obviously.
That's all right.
We'll do Emily from Grantham, and maybe we'll do Sarah, the Canadian au pair.
Okay, so Emily from Grantham, what kind of music are you looking for?
What, me?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah,
what
so
kind
I'm
of
like
read?
A,
what
a
kind voice, of read?
I'd say it's kind of a smooth read.
Mm. Okay. Something.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, okay, good. All right, so Emily from Grantham, do you want a bit of reverb?
Not too much reverb, a little more EQ, just top end. And if you can take the reverb down a little, that'd be great. A little more mid-tone. Hi, Emily from Grantham. Okay, too much reverb.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah. A bit too much reverb, that, mate.
Sorry.
Now it's too dry. Oh, now it's compressed to hell.
What?
Now you make me sound absolutely daft. Come on, son, don't be daft.
Sorry.
How's that? Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Too much?
Nope.
Terrific.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
That's what Max sounds like first thing in the morning, by the way.
Good morning. Any chance of a cup of coffee?
That's before he's had his protein shake and his flax seeds.
And a protein shake.
Ooh, hang on.
Think.
Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Emily from Grantham, this is your advert.
Smooth milk chocolate, plump, juicy cherries, and a real love of the Chris Moyle Show. It sounds like it'd come on with one person, doesn't it? If I were to tell you that she's only 21 years old and training to be a nurse, would that make it any clearer? Yeah, I thought so. We are, of course, talking about the one and only Emily from Grantham, and this is the way we sell her. So if you end up in hospital in the next couple of years in the Lincolnshire area, there's a chance you could be nursed back to health by Emily from Grantham. Emily from Grantham. She'll do anything for you. And in return, she just wants those chocolates and cherries. Emily from Grantham, suddenly being sick, doesn't sound so bad after all.
Oh, it's a take.
Nice.
But I don't know. I mean, that is a long. That is well.
It's a long script.
You'd have to sub-edit that. Yeah. Whoever wrote that is obviously
the old pair. Is the old idiot. Pair. You see, you could bang through that because that's more upbeat.
Do you want to do that?
Would you, well, not really, but I mean,
well, no. Do you want to do the advert?
Go on. So upbeat.
Kids can be a pain in the backside. You've got to feed them, you've got to put them to bed, and you've got to clear up after them when they trash your house. But worry not, because you can basically get rid of all that hassle if you get yourself an au pair. Au pair is basically just a French word for a nanny, and if you live in Birmingham and fancy getting yourself an au pair from Canada, then there really is only one choice. The choice is clear. The choice is Sarah. And she comes fully recommended with references and everything. So take the hassle out of parenting and just enjoy the good stuff with your own Canadian au pair called Sarah. She'll do all sorts of tricks for you. She sometimes suffers from homesickness, but her rates are very reasonable. Sarah the Canadian au pair. Bend over and we'll all drive her home.
You dropped the available to look after your brummy brats today, which Dave wrote. Look, your brummy brats. This is good. Now, just so we can compare and contrast, if you don't mind, Max. I think very own Dave should read one.
Yep.
Who, me?
Yeah. Look at Dave's skills when he does the connection stuff. He's very quick with it. He's very precise and concise.
I think you should do Emma from Portishead, Dave. Have you worked on that one? Which one haven't you worked on, Max?
Worked on any of them.
All right, okay. Emma from Portishead, Dave.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, do you want... okay, this is your advert, Emma. Here it is.
Literally translated, Emma Le Bateau means Emma the Boat, and this little lady will be setting sail for Love Island this summer when she marries her fiancé, Matthew Yard, in June. So, what do we know about this French-sounding fancy?
Mogadon, isn't it?
Well, she was born in Paris 27 years ago and now lives in Portishead near Bristol City. She's warm and she's kind and she trains guide dogs for the blind, and her skills include the ability to lick her own elbow.
Nice.
Sure. Sounds like Matthew has chosen well, and on this occasion, France and England are sure to get on like a house on fire. So, bon voyage, Madame Le Bateau, and bonne chance avec le mariage dans le summer. Emma and Matthew, we wish you both well.
Do you get much voiceover work?
No. It's surprising. It's weird. I'm still waiting.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, just to make you feel even more better about yourself, Max, let's get Alad to read one.
Oh, no.
Come on, Alad.
I'm going to be terrible. Okay.
Cods from Stoke-on-Trent.
Do you want him to do that?
Got friends in Stoke-on-Trent. Go on.
Do you want to do that, or Alad?
No, Alad's got to do it.
You got Cods from Stoke-on-Trent?
I got Cods.
Okay.
Sure, I haven't read it yet. All right, never mind. I haven't read this. So
we've only just been giving them ourselves.
Mm. Here is the advert. Codge, if you're listening, this is your advert, voiced by our very own Alad Hayden-Jones.
Do you have plumbing...
right, now see...
I just read the first line. Hang on. Do you have problems with your plumbing?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You can't go, do you have problems with your plumbing?
Why not?
No, it's not right. I mean, do you have problems with your plumbing?
All right, then.
Codge. You've got to put a voice on. You've got to sound...
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Pretend that you're making love to Codge from Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, no, that's really wrong.
You don't know.
You've not seen his plumbing.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Not seen his plumbing.
I might put some sound effects in as well, just to...
Okay, fine.
Here we go. Ready? Take two.
Do you have problems with your plumbing? Has it got to the point where you need to get a real man round to have a look at your pipes? Well, if you live in Stoke-on-Trent area, you could be in luck, because that's where Codge operates. Full-time, all the time, guaranteed work and very reasonable prices. Don't take chances with your plumbing and make sure any internal waterwork maintenance is a Codge job, not a botch job. So don't delay. Ring Codge today for an immediate quote. But be quick. He goes to the pub at dinner time. Codge Plumbing. He's the man to rattle your pipes.
Nice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, very good.
Well done. I think you could get a job working in the kennels. Do you want to do one more, Maxi?
I'll do another if you want.
What have you got? We haven't done Rich the Bathroom Fitter from Tamworth.
I can't mark it up, so I'll just have to busk it.
Yeah, just busk it.
What's it about?
I would imagine he's a bathroom fitter.
Yeah, it's like a...
you've from got the Tamworth area.
A serious dilemma, and maybe he can fix it for you.
Okay. Imagine the situation. You're having a new bathroom put in at home or in the office. All the units and ceramic bits have just been delivered, and you're surrounded by chaos and cardboard. You haven't got a clue how it all goes together, with or without the instructions, which means you need help. You need a bathroom fitter, and your bathroom fitter is called Rich. On hand, day or night in the Tamworth area, Rich is the man to fit your bathroom quickly, professionally, and at a price you can afford. So don't settle for a poor job when you can get Rich. When you can get a Rich job. Rich the Bathroom Fitter, the number one choice in Tamworth.
Nice!
It's all right. I see what happened there, though.
Yeah.
Before we came to the name Rich, we were about two bars off the musical...
Climax.
Don't give me that.
It threw me.
I know it threw you. It got to the bit in the music where your name comes up on the screen, so the opening titles.
Right,
and you're going, so don't settle for a poor job when you... Max Beasley.
Beasley, French horn.
Max Beasley, French horn, by the way, is his nickname, only to his closest of friends.
Yeah. Way, monsieur.
Right, so we play some music, Alan?
Yeah.
Let's get some records on, and then we'll come back. We'll finish up with Mr. Max Beasley tonight, Survivors, 9 o'clock, BBC One. Make sure you're watching it.
Coming up today on BBC Radio 1, at 10 it's Fern Cotton, Greg James is here at 1, Sarah Cox is in for Scott at 4, Zane Lowe's here at 7, then at 9 is BBC Radio 1's review show with Nahal. This week with Idris Elba, who string a bell in The Wire, Reggie Yates and Camilla Wright. That's today on BBC Radio 1. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what you just said at the
end of that script? I haven't seen The Wire yet.
Right.
Ah, it's amazing.
But everyone says it's really good, so I probably would like it.
It's really, really good. Idris Elba's amazing.
I don't know. I don't get what it is.
No, it's just a thing.
Well, you can. You can say what you want.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Max is writing down a note to me.
When I've seen The Wire, I'll let you know.
It is amazing. Idris Elba's amazing. Dominic West is amazing. And it's one of those series that you just stick with it. The first season.
Yeah, stick with it, man. I'm telling you. No, yeah, the first... Bosh, lovely. Boom, boom. You know what I mean?
Is that an Indian, Japanese sort of kid from Portugal?
Yeah, nice one. Yeah, bosh, boom, boom. Shake the room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. Come on.
That's how you behave.
In real life, when the microphone's off and your persona's down, hey, kid, nice one, yeah, come on, why don't you and me, sup, go for a drink, you know what I mean, lovely, pub, nice one.
Listen, the first season, starring Keith from Molesy DIY, no, that's just a joke, the first season...
Was that just to try and shoehorn your mate's name into the thing?
The first season, and Matt, my decorator at the moment, and Rob Cook from Planet Electrical. Listen, the first season is amazing, and actually, you must stick with it, because the acting is so good, sometimes you can't quite understand the dialect, because it's Baltimore, but it's such a great...
Imagine a planet of electricals.
Rob Cook.
No, you can't do adverts when the guy's working at your place.
He's my mate.
All right, fair enough. Then.
Matthew McPartland, the decorator.
I'll tell you what, if we're going for it, then we'll do one for our mate.
You've already done underpants all morning.
No, way. Yeah, but I'm not mates with Calvin bloody Klein. He's not around our house doing the plumbing. Which would be weird, in his pants.
If he was, I'm a medium.
Pardon? I thought you could see into the future.
All right, come on now. Can you tell him a song? What? Stop it.
Can you tell him I'm having my house done at the
moment? No, I can't tell at all. Right, it's 9:17. Paolo Nutini. 10 out of 10. If you're a friend of Max Beasley's, by the way, and you know him, I know this is kind of narrowing it down to the audience, but if you're a friend of Max's, can you text him on his mobile today and say, go to the doctors? Thank you.
Tell him why. That sounds a bit...
Yeah, just bug him, annoy him. He fell over yesterday in his house, banged his head, knocked himself out, and he's saying off the air, a bit wacky today. I'm a bit wacky today, Chris. I'm a bit wacky. And I'm like that. Have you been to check it out? Well, no, I am, because I know what he's like. He's a bloke. He won't go to the doctors and go, hey, doc, I whacked my head. What's all that? What's going on there? When I shake it left and right, can I hear a rattling noise? That kind of thing. So...
But you can see where he's done it. He's got like a big corner out of his head.
Get it checked.
Just need a
what are you doing this afternoon?
Stitch it.
You busy?
Yeah, going training.
Well, why don't you sack training off and go to the doctor?
I might not be able to train. I mean, I feel like I'm seeing four rooms.
Go and get it done.
I'll be all right.
No, look at me. Oi.
I wore a helmet all week skiing. That's what you got to do now.
Really?
Yeah.
So hang on. You went skiing for a week, wore a helmet every day, came back and fell over in the kitchen and whacked your head?
No, cleaning the stove. Cupboard above me open. Ooh. Corner of the cupboard. Bang.
Oh, I bet there was some language going out of that kitchen. Mind you, but not really.
You know what I did? I texted our kid yesterday. He said, maybe just get a little... Because he had the same... If he had a football injury with the elbow on the head, and it was so much claret, and I thought, it's just a head injury, but I fell on the floor and then whacked the floor because I was so angry.
Right. Just go get yourself checked out.
Sure I will.
If you know, right, you know what Max is like, so if you know him, bug him. Send him a text to his phone going, get yourself checked out.
I said to my mate last night, I said, I've fallen near the fireplace. I've not got a fireplace in my flat.
See?
Oh, you definitely need to go to the doctor's then.
His Dom's going to sit here.
What?
His Dom's going to sit here in a minute.
Dominic is going to watch. He's coming to watch the gig we're about to do with Max Beasley. See, Max came in, A, because he loves us and we like having him around, and B...
We're nearly friends, you said then, nearly.
And what am I mad asked you? Or what? See, my through me, kid, what's wrong? Hey, I'm texting you all the time, getting nothing back, what's wrong with you? Hey, finger's broken, can't text, what's up, kid?
Showbiz chums.
Yeah, what's got? Well, come around the house later, come on, I'll do a cook-up for you tonight.
All right.
Yeah?
Mm.
See?
Will Soph be there?
No, she's away tonight.
Oh, she's lovely.
All right, we'll wait until Soph's on one
night. That's
disgusting. So, Max is also a very talented musician. You may have seen him backing Jonathan Wilkes on the last Robbie Williams tour. There's a nice little bit. Max has done some nice bits with Robbie on some of his performances, playing the piano and doing the percussion and whatnot. And percussion. If you need some percussion, you get yourself Mr. Max Beasley. Now I'm going to hand this over to Dave, because the following, what you're going to hear now, might be a little bit surreal. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Comedy Dave.
Now, we have never done this before, but myself and Max are both attempting to play a new instrument. It's like a bongo cube, and it's called a doob.
A doob?
A doob.
Now, tell us about the doob.
Max has one, and I have one here. Mine's more customised than his is. And this was invented randomly by footballer Dion Dublin. Okay, so we're going to do some dueling bongos.
Oh, nice.
Should I put my doob on the...
Put it wherever you like.
Yeah, spoil it as long as it's near the microphone. Now, so you're going to do dueling dubes.
Dueling dubes.
All right, so this could be very interesting. Who's going to start off?
Max.
Okay, so Max is going to start, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a bit of freestyling on Radio 1, so wherever you are, get it cranked up. Again, this might not be... Well, no, I think it'll be good, because, you know... No, I'm
going to have a go.
I'm going to big this up.
This is live music.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
There was almost a tune in there.
That was brilliant,
wasn't it? See, I reckon me and Dominic could do that as well.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Do you want to have a go, Dom?
Yeah.
You gotta take that one. Hey, Dave, bring one around to me.
Yeah.
Get on a mic there, Dominic. Now, I don't play these, what are they called?
Doobs.
Right, okay. Oh. Right, easy. Put a bit of reverb on. You ready, Dom? What are you on?
Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure.
You
ready?
Paragliding.
Paragliding.
Paradiddling.
You ready?
Yeah.
Don't break it.
Big finish.
Yeah. Yeah. Half of it, your fingers, isn't it?
No. Yeah.
Very good.
Out of breath.
Sounds like a herd of goats falling down a lift shaft, says somebody on the text. You never said you had Safri Duo in the studio.
Oh, Al.
Yeah.
Find Safri Duo. Yeah. Quick.
That's a compliment, because they're good at bongos.
That should have been the gag. Easy.
It's hard to do bongos, isn't it? Like, properly
it's
difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, Anya! Nice. So acting, being a musician, it's all a doddle, really.
Freeform jazz.
You know, when you think about it, just knock it out of the park, easy. Mm. But hey.
I enjoy myself.
Well, this morning.
Well, I'm glad just you then, were. Especially.
Max, thanks for coming in. Seriously, go and get yourself checked out by a doctor today. You can't bang your head on the floor and then walk around all day in a daze. Seriously. But although now it's nice, you know what it's like to be allied on a permanent basis.
Yeah.
Walking around not knowing what day it is, that kind of thing. Do you want to have one more go? Dom, you and me.
I'd like to hear Max, to be honest with you, rather than me.
I've hurt my finger. Chris is definitely one of those guys that wants to be a drummer. Desperate.
There you
are.
Here you go, Max.
Trio.
Oh, listen to him. Listen to him go.
Right at it, aren't they? That's Chris, by the way, not me.
He just bash stuff. Anya!
Don't break it.
Why?
It's a present.
I'm not going to break it.
That's really nice, this mix.
You know why this one doesn't work, Dave?
Yeah.
Because it's got Everton written on the side of it. That's why. There you are, Dave.
Thank you very much.
It's all yours. Well done. Max, love to see you tonight, 9 o'clock. BBC One Survivors is back. It's the second episode of Season 2. If you haven't seen it so far, switch it on tonight. You'll be able to get your head around it. It's nice and simple.
Thanks. It's been great being here, Chris. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure, Max.
You're more than
thanks,
welcome.
Baby.
Max Beasley tonight, 9 o'clock on BBC One. Coming up next on BBC One, Max Beasley looks moody in an hour of Survivors. It can be one of my new favourite voiceovers. You can stop now, Max. He can't help himself. Look, he's off.
Still going, isn't he?
Yeah. Dom, do you want to join in as well? Okay.
Whoa, oh, Phil, whoa.
Are you feeling me? Alan, get on them keyboards.
Okay.
Right, go.
Woo! Hey!
Woo! Woo! It's like a song! It's like a song! Yeah, boy!
Ah! Oh, my hands are killing.
Keep going, Dom, keep going.
The news can wait.
I've got a blood blister. Bring it down.
All righty, 1, 2, 3, and stop. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Oof, I'm knackered.
Good keyboards as well, Al.
Thank yeah.
you. Yeah, nice. Very European.
I know you could do that, Al. No.
What is the song you're playing along to called, says Natalie in Basingstoke. How rude, Natalie. The song we're playing along to.
It's not a backing track.
Hello, that was all of us live. A cappella. Are you going to be all right for the knees? Or are you gonna be
my hands are swollen up like a turnip. I don't know what's happened.
Oh, I hate them turnips swollen hands.
Yeah.
I always send them back.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Maxi. Doctors this afternoon, right? Doctors. Not the show.
I mean, this is BBC Radio 1.
Right, half an hour of the show left. Let's get the news and sports.